Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's very simple. When the CIA wanted to begin taking this nation over, the private intelligence network at Yale, before it was even known as the CIA, they made drugs illegal. Any moron could go buy cocaine, Coca-Cola. You could drink it till you had a heart attack if you wanted to. It was in Dr. Pepper, you name it. Any fool could go in and buy all the opium or heroin they wanted, the laudanum, and drink themselves to death. But statistically, a lot less people use drugs because they knew it was bad news. It was called snake oil. You got a toothache, you're depressed, your baby's crying too much. Millions of children over the last 100-plus years, if you read the history books, you know, even the 1700s, 1800s, oh, your kid's crying too much? Just give them laudanum. That's why you see photographs from the 1840s, 50s, 60s, 70s, especially wealthy families. The kids have big black circles and look like zombies in some of the photos because they were on opiates. They were on poppy derivatives. But then the big families that had a monopoly bringing that in, some of the wealthiest families in this country, the Roosevelts, Teddy Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, they made their big family fortune off of it. Many other families did as well. They said, look, we're just going to make this illegal. We just got rid of alcohol prohibition. We were getting payoffs for that from the mob. We got to have something new. Well, we'll make this illegal, and then we'll keep shipping it in, and then we'll interdict people that are shipping it in who don't pay us a cut, and we'll keep the price high that way. And that's how they corrupted the police and took over our society. Same thing in Mexico. And Mexico has officially collapsed. I mean, you've got armored government facilities. There's riots in almost all their cities every week. There's lawlessness, murder, crime of all types is exploding because nothing can be enforced. The prisons are all full. And the police are so corrupt that if they do go out and even make another rival drug gang mad, they'll just kill them. And what's happening is the CIA and the Mexican government are getting their butt kicked on many levels by cartels down there, smaller cartels, and there's literally hundreds of them, who just don't care. I mean, these people are macho. They're tough. They're ready to die. It's a lot of them are into weird voodoo. That came out in Texas Monthly decades ago. Hundreds of dead bodies they dig up in Matamoros and other areas and weird satanic ceremonies that the Mexican mafia is involved in. I mean, these people are off the hook. They are unhinged. And they're just as tough and mean, as crazy as the CIA and the Mexican government. And it's just going to get crazier and crazier and crazier. And you decriminalize drugs, it's all over for these people. But they're not going to. They're going to collapse society before they ever stop it. And here's Reuters. Mexico gunmen kill American consulate staff. When we come back, I'm going to finish up with this and go to your calls and break down how this corruption has taken over our country and how it's almost getting to the too late point. It's almost getting past midnight here. We're a couple seconds from midnight right now. And there is some good news. People are decrying the drug war. They are exposing it. But of course the drug dealers don't want this stuff decriminalized. Of course they don't. Because this is how they control society. This is how they corrupt the police. This is how the feds have an excuse to spy on everybody. They built up the whole Pentagon snooping system from the 80s with the drug war when they really expanded it. And that's how they got the camel's nose under the tent flap of getting the military on our streets and working with the police. And now the camel isn't outside the tent. He's inside the tent, and we're outside the tent freezing our butts off. Another way to beat these people is do not use drugs. Unless it's medicinal, like marijuana, you got cancer, glaucoma. I mean, don't ever use heroin. Don't ever use cocaine. Don't ever use the Prozac, Ritalin, all the legal stuff they push, prescription. Never start it to young people. It's cool to never use it. Alcohol is very addicting. Folks, never start drinking. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. So martial law has been secretly declared by the federal government of the state of Texas a year ago. There are Mexican helicopters, Russian and European made, flying around all over. They're shooting and killing people, attacking police, robbing them. And it's in all the little local papers down in South Texas. There is a huge exodus. Many cities are ghost towns down there. Some of the larger cities, the news has reported, have lost upwards of half their population. It's boarded up. And it's just moving now into the rest of the country. Different elements of Mexican drug cartels and mafia, some U.S. government-backed, are battling with other drug cartels. Meanwhile, Reuters, Mexico gunman kills American consulate staff. Reuters, gunman in the drug war-plagued Mexico City killed two Americans and a Mexican linked to the local U.S. consulate, an attack U.S. President Barack Obama said outraged him. That happened down in Juarez. An American woman working at the consulate just over the border from El Paso, Texas, and her U.S. husband were fatally shot by suspected drug gang hitmen in broad daylight on Saturday, as they left a consulate social event, U.S. and Mexican officials told Reuters. And that's what happens. If the police won't take drug payoffs, they just kill them. They kill their families. They torture them. Or even if police do take drug payoffs, another group will come in and say, you will take our payoffs and we'll bust this other group or we're going to kill you. Meanwhile, again, this is usually hidden in the news, and they tell all the stupid Americans, oh, go ahead and go to Mexico. Oh, come on down. Come on down. And sure, I guess there's some areas that are remote and that aren't a problem. I guess in Baja, where Ventura lives part of the year. But it is imploding. It is falling apart. A Mexican man married to another consul employee was killed around the same time in another part of the city after he and his wife left the same event, a U.S. official said. So they are killing a bunch of people from the embassy. The U.S. official, who has not to be identified, said it was not clear if the victims had been specifically targeted and the motive for the attacks was unknown. Give me a break. Bloodshed has exploded in recent months as the head of the Juarez cartel, Vincent Carlos Fuentes, fights off a bloody offensive by Mexico's number one fugitive drug lord, Shorty Guzman. At the worst hotspot of Mexico's three-year-old drug war. And it's an actual war. The president is deeply saddened and outraged by the news, said White House National Security Council spokesman Mike Hammer. He said Obama shares in the outrage of the Mexican people at the murders of thousands in that city alone and elsewhere in Mexico. The U.S. State Department updated its warning on travel to Mexico to say it had authorized the departure of dependents of U.S. government personnel from consulates in Juarez and five other northern border cities. Nearly 19,000 people have been killed. 19,000! Since President Felipe Calderon came to power in Mexico in late 2006. And we had a lot of guests on, like Celia Castillo, former DEA agent, and others, saying a big war was about to be started with the CIA trying to knock out its competition down there. And you're seeing the war. And the cowboys, the people that aren't part of the New World Order, but they're just as bad, they're saying, hey, we're going to fight. You want to fight? Let's do it. Nearly 19,000 people have been killed. That's 19,000. I mean, Vietnam went on for, what, 8-9 years and killed 58,000. I mean, I guess in 3 years it's 19,000. That means you'll have as many dead in 4 or 5 years from now as died in Vietnam down there. I mean, boy, that's a full-scale war, isn't it? And nearly 19,000 people have been killed since President Felipe Calderon came to power in Mexico in the late 2006 and launched a military assault on the country's powerful drug cartels, sparking a surge in violence that has alarmed Washington, foreign investors, and tourists. Most victims are rival traffickers and police, and to a lesser extent, soldiers, local officials, and bystanders. It is rare for drug gang hitmen to target foreigners. No, it's not. They're killing people all over the U.S. They just kind of sweep it under the rug. Oh, don't worry about that. Oh, got to keep the borders open. Mexico's great. Didn't nothing get good for you? You're losing your job. Oh, Detroit's going to bulldoze a third of the city. Half the public in Detroit are unemployed. Oh, other cities falling apart. Isn't this great? Isn't this good to merge with a horrible, imploding third world country, North American Union? Isn't it fun? Don't you love the fruits of globalization? Isn't it good? We've got a plan to legalize all the illegals and merge us with Mexico with a new national worker ID card. Isn't it good? How dare you people, the Southern Poverty Law Center says, criticize the open border. You people are crazy. The Mexican authorities are determined to clarify what happened and bring those responsible to justice. The Mexican Foreign Ministry said of Saturday's attacks, children survive shooting. The attack on U.S. couple began with a car chase and ended in front of the main border crossing in El Paso, an area heavily patrolled by soldiers. Didn't matter. Because what do the soldiers do when the fighting starts? They run and hide most of the time, which is what police will do in a corrupt system. They will go and they will hide because they don't want to die. Then they'll get together and do a raid on where they think the drug dealers are at. Then they'll have a shootout. If they kill any of the drug dealers, then they'll get the names of the military squad and start killing their family if it takes 5 years to do it. Tit for tat, like Sicily. And it's going to get worse and worse. And, you know, some of the most dangerous mafia in the world, the most vicious, the most cutthroat, is the Russian mob. But statistically, the Mexican cartels are even worse. See, that's why cops like to pull over a family or a group of blue hairs and ransack your car, take money out of your wallet. That's happening all over the U.S., all over the news. I know you've seen it. Because we're just gullible cowards. Oh, there's an American. Let me go suck off them. But in many U.S. cities, I've seen articles in Chicago, the police won't even mix with the Mexican mafia up there. Because they'll just kill them. So in the U.S., the police just say, leave them alone, let them do what they want. Well, that's only going to work so long as they gain power. And then we're going to have these killings going on. And our police will stick their tails between their legs and stick a thumb in their mouth and suck their thumb and go out and find weak Americans to push around. That's how this works. That's how they operate. Every week I hear about Mexican gangs killing old ladies in Austin, murdering people in their initiations. It's like L.A. in the 80s or something here. But they just keep it real quiet. Oh, can't arrest them. Can't throw the book at them. Oh, let's leave them alone. Hey, can't ask for their IDs. Whoa. Let them kill whoever they want. And so my city has to fall to this, and the rapes and the robberies and the looting and the killing. And, of course, in the Hispanic areas of Austin, now that's really where they feed on people. They just do whatever they want to those poor Hispanics. Just like Chinatown in San Francisco or New York, where the Asian mob feeds on their own people. They're the worst affected by this, and people are afraid to speak out, afraid to say anything. Better not, they'll kill you. But out of sight, out of mind, if the media tells us it's not a problem, must not be, right? And this is how societies collapse. Oh, they've got IRS agents in Sacramento to go to a car wash that didn't pay a 4-cent thing on their taxes. Probably isn't even true. They just say, you miscalculated in 2006 for 4 cents. You owe us $202. Two guys in suits threatening the car wash. That's in the Sacramento Bee, being rude to them and aggressive, according to the car wash owner. By the way, I want to get them on. Car wash owner? I want to get that car wash owner on to the Sacramento Bee over the 4 cents. He at least is speaking out. Most Americans, oh, better not tell the newspaper about them coming and threatening me and being rude and very aggressive. I read his quote yesterday on air, but you can go pull up the actual quote if you want to read it. You know, most Americans, oh, I better not say anything. They came in my office and screamed at me over 4 cents. And again, they have all the enforcement. Almost all the enforcement is on blue collar or small businesses. Almost none of it is on big corporations and banks because they run the regulator. So, again, we have a mafia run, just a bunch of different crime syndicates running every facet of society. Here in Austin, they have the city council going back over 20 years, just takes whoever's property they want, farms, ranch land. No, you can't build on it, but they still keep your property taxes up and then come to you 5 years later. We'll pay you 5 cents on the dollar for it. Well, give me an offer you can't refuse. Then they turn around, take the building restrictions off. You have former city officials openly own banks. And years after they're out of the city council, that then get all the deals. I mean, literally, we have former city officials who own the property they took from people. I mean, it's just absolute lordship. Just absolute whatever they want, they just do it, and that's the way it is. And if you don't like it, a SWAT team will drop by. If you don't like it, we'll shove a gun in your face. We'll put you in a prison. Well, they've had 30-something people in the last decade die in the Austin jail hanging themselves. If you don't like it, we'll just take you in the jail and kill you. How's that sound? We run this town. You understand? You work for us. You're scum. You're trash. We own you. Period. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Just hundreds and hundreds of different crimes and scams and interlocking syndicates robbing everyone at every level. And they're just getting started. Why not? You're busy watching television. You're busy partying with your friends. You don't see yourself as a leader. And so you're just going to go along with it because it's not as bad as Alex says. Let them tax salt. Let them put me in prison for salting my food. Let them put taxes on sugar. Let them put taxes on food. Let them inspect our houses. Let them arrest us for light bulbs or batteries. Let them train our kids to tattle on us. Let them put cameras in the toilets and cameras in the laptops watching us. It's freedom. It's good. I'll come back, take your calls. right here on the GCN Radio Network. We'll be right back. I got a bunch of other news. But, I mean, we have a criminal society. Admit it and fix it.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty Silver Half Dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty Silver Half Dollar.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
We just heard from Ventura. He thinks that was the best radio interview he'd ever done Friday of thousands. And we were saying that was the best interview. And everybody's saying it on the web. Posted up at Infowars.com. And Jesse's like, I want to come down to Austin. I'll let you take a week vacation. I'll do the show. Okay, I said I'm going to go to your phone calls here. I'm going to get into a lot of other issues. I haven't even gotten into the news yet. Just this whole Mexico situation is imploding our own nation. It's really happening. And people think some of this is hyperbole. This is not hyperbole, folks. It's worse than I can even explain to you. And I know a lot of you are smarter than I am, and you understand that. It's just for some of you out there, the new listeners, this is not a joke, folks, okay? This radio show is serious, and most people would crack up under the pressure. I don't know how I do it. I'm not a perfect person, but I don't know. I'm not perfect. Some people criticize me, but have you walked a mile in my shoes? I mean, really, have you thought about it, what it's like? It's insane is what it is. Reality, facing reality is insane. Bill in Vegas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. You're the absolute best.
You're the best. What's on your mind, Bill?
Two things. First, let me say that our local 9/11 group in Vegas has merged with a brand new chapter of We Are Change. We have some very focused patriots committed to fighting tyranny. Anyone in Vegas listening, check out our website at wearechangelasvegas.com. And now the second thing, I hope you don't get upset with me for saying this, Alex, because I have great admiration for Governor Ventura. He's done a lot of great work, but I saw him on both the Joy Behar show and the Geraldo show, and it was a big disappointment. On the Behar show, he was attributing the success of 9/11 attacks to the great incompetence on part of the Bush administration, and by doing this, he's basically agreeing with the 9/11 lie and cover-up. Then on Geraldo, Mike Huckabee baits him by saying that he believes that the hostilities in the Middle East were because of the terrorists that flew planes into buildings, and Jesse says, well, that may be true. So I just want to know where he really stands.
Well, look, Ventura is in easygoing mode most of the time. And if somebody challenges him and says, your book's making up stuff about 9/11, then he gets into Building 7 on The View, on Good Morning America, on all these shows. He's always said, we don't know what happened. We need a new investigation. But even if you believe it was Al-Qaeda, this is happening because we're over there. So basically, he is there looking at both positions, both views, kind of like Ron Paul saying, either way you cut it, it's bad. I mean, Ventura went public for 9/11 Truth on this show, what, 2.5 years ago? First time ever. He said, I want to go public for 9/11 Truth on your show. He went public. He went over it. He's been on, I mean, I don't have time to watch them all, but I've probably seen, 10 or more big national TV shows where he talks about Building 7, where he talks, and they say, well, how dare you say Bush did it? And he says, well, I don't think Bush even runs anything. I think Cheney was running it. He was in control of it. So, incredibly bold by Ventura. But if someone's sitting there arguing with him, bringing up, I haven't seen it, so I haven't heard it. That's not what, and I knew disinformation would try to spin this, and some people did, but I don't care. The truth's the truth. I got mad at Deborah Medina, the gubernatorial candidate, because she said it's healthy, it's good to question 9/11. And she said that in all these interviews after the Beck thing, and then suddenly said, I agree, they're basically trash, they're scum, they're despicable, and said it enthusiastically, and then never responded in the next week and a half after that to what her real position was. It was the vitriol, the flip-flopping in it. But I haven't seen the Ventura thing. But you know what? Send me those clips, and when I get Jesse back on, we'll ask him. But I know what he's going to say. He's going to say, Alex, I've always said we don't know what really happened. And my point is, even if you believe they did it, then it shows the government let it happen. And we're over there causing these people to hate us. So, I mean, he said that on my show. He said he doesn't know, but clearly somebody blew up Building 7. Anything else?
Yeah, if he's listening, I love you, Jesse. I'm not attacking you. Not at all. I love you.
Well, listen, I appreciate your call, Bill. Look, you're allowed to ask questions. It's fine. And Jesse, next time he's on, he wasn't going to be back on until June because, next week he's going to go back to Mexico, fly back. He drives an RV down there, and then he flies back up. His wife's still down there. So he's going back till June when they come back to start shooting the next episodes of the TV program. I mean, did you see his TV show going over the evidence of 9/11 being an inside job? I mean, his book gets into how it's clear evidence of an inside job. But Ventura will sit there and repeat back somebody's statement to him, in the form of an answer. But I haven't seen it. But I have seen him separately take that position. I don't know what happened on 9/11. There's a lot of questions. But even if you believe they attacked us, boy, what a screw-up by the government. What a bunch of idiots. And they attacked us because we're over there. So that's simply debating the issue. This isn't like a religion where you just have to totally agree to some absolute specific. You just got to agree to ask questions.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
Is it finishing off this agenda that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home?
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around. Alex, we don't know what happened on 9/11. All we know is the government's lied to us over and over again. The Gulf of Tonkin never happened. We lost 58,000 American lives, Alex. Navy SEALs don't get angry, Alex. They get even. There's a better Jesse Ventura imitation. I didn't really put myself in the Jesse Ventura mode earlier. But the point I was making about Deborah Medina, I didn't finish it, was that, and I made this clear when I criticized her, and I gave her incredible support and still said vote for her, but I'm allowed to be upset by something. And most people agreed with me, the vast majority were hurt by it when she agreed that we were basically dangerous, scum, trash, despicable. Absolutely, they are. It's ridiculous. It was that, not that she's not a 9/11 truther, it was that she said it was despicable to ask the questions after she said it was healthy. That was the whole point. That was the issue I had. And then I was worried. I said, my God, if she'll flip-flop like that, what else will she do? Ventura has always been all over the field with 9/11, saying he doesn't know what happened. But that it looks like it's an inside job, and he thinks Cheney was behind it. I mean, if you ask him, who do you think's behind 9/11, and he said it all over national television, and I don't think it's fair to criticize him if you're saying he was taking their talking point and putting it back on him, when he's all over television saying the evidence shows inside job. But I don't want to get off into that. I've got a report here This is from Free Patriot Press, and I've got Watson and Kurt Nemo doing a blurb on this right now. And this particular lady went in, trying to look her up, find out exactly who she's with, so we can get her on. And she went in to the Southern Poverty Law Center and talked to their director of research, Heidi Beirich, or Beirich, B-E-I-R-I-C-H. This is coming up in the next hour. I'm going to play some clips of this. And in this interview, they're saying, do you know how incredibly dangerous conspiracy theories are? Just even having them causes death. It's evil. And if you don't want We Are Change on this list, because they listed We Are Change, which is a peace group, anti-war group, whose credo is be the change you want to see in the world, Mahatma Gandhi, they put them in there basically as a dangerous, evil, radical group because they're concerned about We Are Change. And they demonize anybody that stands up for freedom. You got to love it. They were called left-wing extremists when they criticized Bush. Now they're criticizing Obama. They're called right-wingers. It's just citizens that are tired of it. Okay? And the lady says, if you want off that list, you need to stop the conspiracy theories. So you question the government, you get put on a McCarthyite type list. And that's not even fair to McCarthy. It's come out in the Russian documents and that he was actually right. It was when he found out that our own military was funding the communists. Of course they fund Saddam, Al-Qaeda, the communists. They put Mao in. I'll never forget, a couple years ago, I saw the CIA section chief was OSS and then CIA in China during and after World War II. And he says, oh, yes, we made the decision in 49 to actually put Mao Zedong on in. Now, I know Anthony Sutton got government documents and wrote about that 25 years ago. I know a lot of that had been declassified. But to see them go on television and say that the CIA put Mao in, who is the biggest mass murderer in history, and now CNN, the Communist News Network, is telling us Mao is good. Remember, I played that several times in the last 2 weeks. Mao is wonderful. Mao's like our new founding father. Now, George Washington's bad, and they have all these shows demonizing the founding fathers, but Mao Zedong, man, he is a wonderful guy. All right, we're going to our guest here, and then back to, I got a guest on for about 10 minutes, then we're going to go to John Anti-Nazi Noel Skip. Hey, don't say you're anti-Nazi. You might get put on the Southern Poverty Law Center list as a Nazi. Schwarzenegger's good. He says he loves Hitler and wants to be a dictator. And so the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center love him. But if you're an anti-Nazi like me, you're going to be put on a list, anti-Nazi. So you got to watch out there. They'll have all their government Nazi operatives like Hal Turner come after you. Now, admitted FBI. All you foolish white supremacists out there. 98% of you are led around by a bunch of government operatives. But, hey, you like being idiots? Go ahead. Enjoy yourselves. But, oh yes, we've proven government operatives posing as Nazis make me the number one target. What does that tell you out there? 2 hours after Poplawski kills cops and gives himself up, they put on the news he did it because of me, and it turns out Poplawski in Pittsburgh hated me. And now the Southern Poverty Law Center is sitting there saying, I caused it. I did it. I mean, I could definitely sue these people, but I just spend all the time and money on this instead of making films and fighting. No, I'll just expose these people. Oh, my head. I got a headache. It's just, I'm just so sick of it all. Why can't people just wake up and see what's going on for themselves? And that fighting over religious and racial lines is not the way to go. Yes, when the globalists have an agenda to break down our borders, you have to cover it because it's driving down the wages and bankrupting us. But that's not a racial issue. All right, I'm going to shut up. We have Karen Quinn Tostado on with us, and she's got the tax holiday website. She's going to give you that URL. You probably heard her calling the show and a lot of other programs. And she's really been beating the drum the last few months, and it's gained a lot of steam. And today is the 15th of March. And so to tell us about this is Karen. Karen, good to have you here.
Alex, thank you very, very much for everything that you do. I agree with what you said. And if it weren't for you, Alex, my husband and I would not know nearly what we know. And we owe you a great deal of gratitude.
No, you don't. No, you don't, Karen. Listen, my family has no future if I don't fight these people. And that's why I'm ready to be demonized. I'm ready to be killed. That's what the globalists do. And it's because I know there's no choice. So I don't deserve any credit except for some hard work. But, I mean, how could you not work hard when you're up against this? But you are having a big effect. Tell us about what's going on. And I mean, Iceland's done this. Greece is doing it. This is the way to go.
Well, thank you. That's what we hope. So what I'd like to do first, though, is clarify a few things. Folks, I'm not a tax evader, an anarchist, an America hater, and I have absolutely no political aspirations whatsoever. But what I am is a disappointed, angered, proud, and motivated American who, like yourself and millions of others, recognizes that social, economic, and political tyranny has been set up globally. Folks, the time for freedom to be handed down to us without our individual participation and sacrifice has passed. That time has passed, and it is now time for all of us who value our freedom to set aside our differences and unite. And so our intention at TaxFree15.com is to peacefully, collectively, and non-violently, and folks, that's key, non-violently, withhold as much labor and money from the system as possible for 4 consecutive days in order to send a loud and very clear message to our government and the offshore bankers who control it that we are not responsible for their debt. And we feel that as long as we go about our lives as usual, our actions imply that we're willing to go along with whatever they decide that they're going to decree or pass an executive order about. This is about peaceful noncompliance and disrupting the system to get their attention because they're not listening to us. And as long as we keep pretending that things will get better by giving away our power, we lose it. We've got to pull it back. So we've got a 4-step plan that everyone can participate in one form or another. Now, number one is no work, no school. Our future depends on restoring our rights. So plan ahead, ask for time off, use vacation days, get school assignments for your children. And also there will be some online educational programs during those days. The April 15th through the 19th, actually through the 18th, is only Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it's not missing a week of school. It's 2 days. And we are going to have education during those days, too, that's offered online that promotes the Constitution because the 19th, folks, is Patriots Day. So this is taking 4 days off to really find out about all these things that are going on that we don't know about. Now, number two.
And by the way, just getting ready for next month, I'm going to take off Thursday and Friday. We've got some amazing rebroadcasts for folks just to spend time with my family and continue to teach my children the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So I'm actually going to start this month.
That's wonderful news, Alex, and that's what people can do because as you bring to light so many times, there are provocateurs out there. It's not always the easiest thing to get out and to be a part of a movement that takes to the streets because they're well-armed, they're well-equipped.
But you can at least deprogram your children and turn the television off.
Exactly. Exactly. So now the step two is don't buy anything from large corporations or fast food places or online stores that are corporate stores. If you have to shop, go to a mom and pop. If everyone keeps their money for 4 days, offshore bankers will notice. And that way, if you cannot stay home from work, you can at least not shop for those days. The third part is don't comply. Take your savings out of large corporate banks or leave only what you need to cover monthly bills. Work at getting off the grid, forming co-ops within communities. We need each other, folks. We need each other. We have to come together as one. That means our networking energy is the only way we're going to save ourselves. Now, step four is ask why. Ask yourself first, why am I allowing this travesty of government to continue? Why are we not restoring our Constitution? Why are my children being taxed for banker bonuses? And then what's very important is pick up that phone. Pick up that phone and call your misrepresentatives and ask them those same questions. Tell them that you are participating in the strike and that we are Americans, we are free and sovereign, and we want some accountability. And then educate your folks. Educate your children. Take this time to watch Fall of the Republic. Alex Jones has some great information out there. Jason Burma says, we need a break, folks. As long as we keep being in the system and we keep working hard, they think we're okay, and we're not okay with it. They ignore us when we call them up, and they ignore us when 2 million of us show up at the Capitol.
And when you talk about spending time with your children, ladies and gentlemen, television has killed our culture. Because people don't talk to their neighbors, they don't interact, they don't talk about what's really happening in their town, at work. They just go in, turn the television on, put a TV dinner in, and are not tuned into reality. They're tuned into the idiot box. And so the biggest thing of rebellion is to start watching less television and to start spending more time with your friends and family, or use the matrix of television to reach into the matrix through films, through materials, to get people out of the matrix. Because so many people are so deep in the matrix, you've got to use the same medium of the matrix to, you know, literally go in there and kind of throw cold water on them to wake them up to what's happening. And here's an exciting article. Police join marchers in Athens. It's in the Associated Press. It's also in the Star newspaper. Athens, street clashes erupt between rioting youth and police in central Athens Thursday as tens of thousands demonstrated during a nationwide strike, the cash-strapped government austerity measures. And it goes on to report that the police have joined in and that Coast Guard, fire brigade, government bureaucrats, they're not going to work. They're saying it's a foreign banking takeover. And if you look at Greece, you look at Chile, you look at New Zealand, I mean, all these countries, the U.S., all the financial ministers, I mean, almost all are Goldman Sachs operatives. I mean, this is the main group. And they go in, they take over government, and they implode the economy, and then they come in and take over the nation. And so we've got to identify these people. And what I like about what you're doing is doing this month after month after month, Karen, it will build and build and build, and people should contact local newspapers. They should write articles about it for their blogs, and it will just build and build and build, and Americans will start getting the idea of non-compliance like Gandhi and many others did. This is a really important thing that's happening.
Well, thank you, Alex. That's what we're really shooting for, because when we talk about our freedom, we've lost the ability to think for ourselves because we've been programmed not to. But when we step back and we stop watching their programs and listening to their propaganda, and we start to explore and go into your channel and the other channels that actually have education, we can begin to think for ourselves and realize that they want us enslaved or exterminated. But over 6 billion of us, we've been globally terrorized and made to comply through force, but we are the ones who they control to do their dirty work. We're the policemen, and now it's wonderful news that policemen in Iceland and Greece are waking up. And Brigitte Johnstadter, who was on your program last week, look at the wonderful things she's been able to do in Iceland. It's really we, the people, and this could even be an international strike, Alex. Wouldn't that send a message to say, you can't control us for 4 days? We're going to do what we want, we're going to think what we want, and we're going to start to learn about what's really important, because we've forgotten that all we need is clean air, clean water, healthy food, self-sufficient communities, and we need integrity. All of those things governments take, but we can give them to ourselves, and we can turn this around and look at it as an opportunity for a new beginning and an ending of tyranny that's been around for generations.
And Karen, imagine, because the big kickoff is next month. It's starting up today as kind of a beta test. Imagine. Think how far We Are Change has gone. Think how far this can go if you get involved. Think of what it can grow into. And then the other groups that it will spur to be created and then to grow and then to influence and create other organizations where there's just thousands of grassroots organizations with true diversity, pushing for liberty, for true education, enlightenment of what's happening on our planet. And imagine April 19th, Patriots Day, next month. Imagine worldwide people celebrating Patriots Day and rediscovering the spirit of American liberty. And that way America becomes a light of freedom again instead of a light of darkness.
Exactly, Alex. I can dream that big. And every one of us can dream that big if we allow ourselves to recognize we've all been scammed, we've all been lied to and stolen from. And not only us, our children, our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, there's a small criminal dominant minority pulling the strings, using depleted uranium, forcing us to fight and kill each other when it's them. We are not each other's enemy. Our common enemy is this dominant criminal minority, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, the bankers. Alex, you know this much better than I do, but we have to start empowering ourselves instead of giving it away, saying, please save me.
Because this enemy is not going to give us any quarter. They're not going to back off. As Thomas Jefferson said, the level of tyranny you will live under is the exact amount you put up with. It's a bottomless pit. More and more evil people get into power. It only gets worse and worse until you say no. We're going to come back, give out the website, then we're going to go to your calls and a ton of news. Stay with us.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You can't live without food, can't live without water, you can't live without being prepared, and you can't live without Stanbirds. Stanbirds.com offers hunting, shooting, camping, and preparedness supplies at low discount prices. Get ready! Stanbirds.com has a long list: ammunition, air guns, archery, and firearm accessories, books, backpacks, decoys and DVDs, scopes, water filters, solar panels, tents, knives, and reloading supplies, holsters, crossbows, compound bows, muzzle loaders, tactical gear, target throwers, cases, bags, personal care, and pet products. And we told you a long list, so long it won't begin to fit in this radio ad. So go to Stanbirds.com today and see for yourself. That's Stanbirds.com. We have the hunting, shooting, and camping gear to meet all your outdoor needs at low discount prices. Stanbirds.com. Patriot-owned, reliable service, high quality. What more could you ask for? Stanbirds.com. Hunting and preparedness supplies you can't live without.
Karen Quinn Tostado is our guest. Karen, fire out the website for people that want to learn more. It's packed with wonderful information.
Thank you, Alex. It's tax-free15.com. That's taxfree15.com. You can also access it by going taxfree15th with a th on the end of it .com. And I want to encourage folks to register because that way we can start getting the updates out there and we can get state coordinators. And I also want to encourage them to reach out, because I would love to stand with the Greek people. This is a global problem. And the Icelandic people, we the people globally need to come together. They want a one-world government, but let's give them a one-world republic of united, proud citizens of the world. What do you say to that, Alex?
Who are promoting individual sovereignty but a shared vision of liberty and freedom.
Exactly.
It sounds wonderful. Give folks the website.
Taxfree15.com. Taxfree15.com. Come on, folks. Let's all get together and put a halt to government gone wild and partying on our dime. Time to take it back, rebuild from the inside out, and change the game, because we are the pawns in the game.
No. Absolutely. Longer. Well, Karen, I'm going to get you back up next month right before the kickoff of the big official date on tax day, the same day that we're premiering at PrisonPlanet.tv and on DVD, Jason Burmese's new film, 18 Months in the Making, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined. And every film we make, every radio interview we do, it's another strike at the New World Order, and this is very exciting. Karen, we'll talk to you again very soon.
Thank you very, very much, Alex. Again,
don't thank me. I want to just say that we're all in this together, and we'll either hang together or hang separate. We'll talk to you soon. Speaking of films, ladies and gentlemen, you can pre-order now Invisible Empire. If you want to be the first person to get this film in your mailbox, it comes out a month from now. And we plan to start trying to ship it a few days before the actual release dates. People will be getting it in or around that date. We're getting better about that and getting it into manufacturing early so we can ship out a few days before. But if you want it on the high-quality DVD with a bunch of key extras, this film, I was here finishing the cover last week with Burmese, and it's trying to put all the information on the back cover. You just can't do it. I mean, government drug dealing, how the New World Order set up its systems, hundreds of New World, I mean, literally, there's got to be more than 100 New World Order quotes. Burmese says 200 of world leaders saying what the New World Order is. No, the New World Order is the state, is God. That's a quote. It's just an extremely powerful research tool, an awakening tool for anybody in denial about the New World Order. Pre-order it at Infowars.com. We're going to have a bunch of trailers. There's already been one trailer, but a bunch of new trailers and sneak peeks coming out later this week and next week. And then the week after, April 21st, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, a year in the making. And this was going to be a film made by Dew and Jason Douglas. They're great editors, great filmmakers. But then I got involved. So it's co-directed by the three of us. And the underwear bomber exposed, the FEMA camps exposed, the G20, it just goes on and on. The executive orders, the continuity of government system, the shadow government, that goes up for pre-sale today. It's not up yet, but it'll be up by tonight. That's going up today, and there'll be trailers for that next week. So you can pre-order Invisible Empire right now, and you'll be able by tonight to pre-order Police State 4. The Rise of FEMA at Infowars.com. We'll be right back with your phone calls.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.